Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle Teacher, Student. I love to say Oracle. I don't know why, but I love that movie, The Matrix. And I said, you know what? I'm that lady in that apartment telling Neo there is no spoon. Anywho, welcome to Reality Spirituality, Happiness Specialist. Who does she think she is? How the hell does that what? I get it. But let me just be very clear. What that means is my intention, my agenda in every moment is to choose peace over drama, is to surrender, is to trust, is to let go of what my ego chooses to focus on, is to witness this life, is to know that life is an experience without any judgments, is to practice that happiness is a practice skill. Not scratch. Is to know that happiness is a practice skill, and that means anyone can practice. Anyone, when you make the commitment and you prioritize wanting, choosing, desiring, committing to, and when I say happiness, I'm not talking about, oh, gosh, I won the lottery, now I'm happy. I'm not talking about, oh, I found Mr. Right, now I'm happy. Because, oh, my goodness, I just wrote this yesterday. Hold on a second. Let me find it. Oh, one of the biggest lies ever told to self and to others is that I'm unhappy because fill in the blank. One of the biggest lies, what is that beeping? Do you hear that beeping? Anywho, one of the biggest lies ever told to self and or to others is I'm unhappy because fill in the blank. And let me just speak for myself. Years ago, I could fill that blank up with so many things. I'm unhappy because of how much I weigh. I'm unhappy because of the relationship I'm in. I'm unhappy because I don't have titles behind my name. I'm unhappy because I don't have enough money in the bank. The list goes on and on. But that's not the reason why. That's not the reason why you're feeling unhappy or that vibration. Let me just back up a little bit. That unhappiness comes from you've been programmed. It's not your fault. You've been programmed for unhappiness. And, in fact, that's the title of the book that I'm writing, and it is going to be out this year. I just don't know when. But programmed for unhappiness, that's the reason why. The good news is what you learned, you can unlearn. Happiness is a practice skill, and that means what do you practice? And that's what the show is about. Let's just start from the very beginning. If I say happiness is a practice skill, then what is it that we practice? What is there to practice? Let me back up just again. I'm always backing up. Let me back up. That when I talk about happiness, I'm talking about a vibration. I'm talking about an energy that never leaves you. I'm talking about an energy, a vibration that doesn't come and go when circumstances, when external things come and go. Now, I'm talking about a vibration that you're rooted in, rooted, just like a tree, rooted in. Let me just back up again. I'm going to be backing up right out the door. Our topic for today's show, which is, I get this all the time. The questions that I get from people that email me and or contact me, it's interesting. You know what? I'm going to start writing down the five most common questions, because just like that study that I share, the five most common regrets of the dying, the five biggest regrets of the dying, the five biggest regrets of the dying. And when the nurse, when Bronnie Ware did that study or conducted that study, the five most common regrets of the dying, I am going to put together the five most asked questions about happiness. And there are questions that I keep getting over and over and over again. And one of the comments is, it's so hard. The practice is so hard. It's hard not to have expectations. It's hard not to blame. And I get it. And it is. It isn't easy because of the programming. But let me just get back to this patience. Question. You know what? There is a beeping, and I don't know where that's coming from, but I'm wondering if the audience can hear it. But anyway, I'm going to forge on. The question is about patience is, how do we practice patience, and is patience even valued? Is patience even valued? And I don't know about you, but I know I was programmed to want it yesterday, to want whatever I want, whatever I desire. Why isn't it here now? Why isn't it here? Where is it? When is it coming? When is it going to appear, universe? When? Which keeps me in a state of, if I'm impatient, does that also mean I'm vibrating dissatisfaction? Dissatisfaction, impatience? The patience is a hard practice only because I don't know if it's valued. I don't know if patience is value, having patience. And the interesting thing about the program is there are certain things that, yes, of course we all have patience for. We have patience for the baby, a little baby growing up, learning how to walk, growing the teeth, learning how to eat, not learning, but being able to eat regular food as opposed to baby food. How to, when to talk, all of it. And then sometimes if you, I've also witnessed, well, you know, little Johnny, he should have been walking by now, but he's a little late. Or he should have been potty trained, but he's a little late. No, there's no such thing as late, early. It's when a child develops and grows. When it's time, the teeth come out when it's time. They start walking when it's time. Let me just back up. So what I'm saying is we have patience for the baby growing up. We also have patience. You know, another thing that I've noticed, a lot of people have patience for animals. There is a beeping. I don't know what that beeping is. There is a lot of patience for animals, meaning that training animals, patience, it takes a lot of patience to learn a new skill. It takes a lot of patience to train someone, to teach someone. And if you are into teaching or you are a teacher, then patience is part of the job. But how much patience do you have, my dear audience? How much patience do you have with the process, with yourself, and the process of growth, and the process of the process of life, how life is unfolding. Is it happening? Is it happening the way you, when you want it to happen? I know for me, let me just speak for myself. I know for me, the impatience was, it was part of who I was, being impatient, until I was forced. And when I say forced, I mean it, forced by the universe, because it's very difficult to be impatient and feel and be peaceful and vibrate peace at the same time. It's very difficult to be impatient, really impatient, have impatient energy and still be able to be peaceful. So what I was forced to do, let me just step back. This book, and if you've listened to the show, this book, A Program for Unhappiness, I've been writing this book since I was in Oregon, and that was almost 5 years ago. 5 years of writing. 5 years of, when I say, not, it's not been a full 5 years of writing, but 5 years of, okay, this book is coming out, when is it going to be finished? But I had to let go of that being impatient. And what I've learned is that that book, Program for Unhappiness, 3 years ago wouldn't be that book today. So the patience is also trusting that when it's time, you cannot speed up, you cannot slow it down. The universe's will have its way when it's time, and not one moment sooner. You'll never be late. You'll never be early. It'll happen when it's time. And so acceptance of that, the practice of acceptance and the practice of trust, really, for me, I had to slow everything down. Okay, universe. It's not my time, it's your time. When do you want the book to come out? When do you want the book to come out, universe? Because I already, clearly, I don't have a say-so in this. And let me share a little bit more. I know, you know why I know I don't have control over when the book is going to come out? Because even if I have a deadline, even if I put a self-inflicted deadline and say, the end of August is going to be published, that's it. It's going to be published. It's going to be done. It's going to be complete, edited, the end of August. August the 30th, put a deadline on myself. That's when it's going to be done. I already know. You already know that a lot of things can happen between there, from internet issues to companies moving, to deadlines not being met. I mean, life is always throwing something, some kind of curveball. There's always some kind of fire to put out. So having patience with everything that is going on in life, having patience with others. Ooh-wee! How about having patience with others that we don't necessarily have patience for? One of my biggest challenges is, and one of these days I'm going to find out what that beeping is. I'm wondering if I'm the only one that can hear it, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. Just a beep occasionally. I sound like, well, I am being recorded. But anyway, let me get back to the patience. One of the things that, if I claim to love someone, if I say I love you and I'm impatient with you, that seems like that's a conflict. If I get impatient, it seems like that's a conflict. So the practice is not only having patience with the process, but having patience with others, and all patience starts with having patience with self, having patience with that person in the mirror, having patience with you. And that means lightening up, softening all of this I'm going to say unnecessary. Well, scratch it, because there's nothing that, if it's happening, it's not unnecessary. But let me say this. Having patience with the person in the mirror. How many of you are soft, easy, non-judgmental, non-critical of self? How many of you practice that? Being patient with yourself, that is one of the most, I believe, that's one of the most loving and kind gifts and behaviors you can give to self, is patience. Patience without criticism. Patience without judgment. Patience with yourself. Patience learning something new. Patience growing. Patience. Boy, am I saying patience a lot. That would be interesting if I got a quarter for every time I said the word patience. No, let me bump that up to a dollar. But back to being okay and having patience. 66 years old over here on this side. 66. They have put me in a corner. I can't do anything else but have patience. Because if I didn't, I could feel it in every cell of my body. Hey, universe, let's speed this up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm bored, let's go. No. You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. The universe is going to have its way. It's going to have its will when it's time. Just like giving birth, the baby's going to come out. The baby isn't early. The baby isn't late. The baby is right on time. The unlearning of impatience. So let me give you a little homework assignment. One of the practices that I like to do, well, one of the things that I've implemented, I'm going to say 98% of the time, because sometimes it just can't be avoided, is rushing. How is it possible for you to be at peace, calm, relaxed, vibrating this energy with your shoulders down if you're rushing? Can you be patient and rush at the same time? So in any moment, it's just a choice. And let me get back to being patient with, how about this, being patient with the plans unfolding, with the universal plans unfolding? I've been living here in Nevada for 6 months. 6 months now. Yesterday, I finally found a great physical therapist / masseuse. The best massage I've ever, it was actually a whole treatment that I've ever had in my life. I could say that. I mean, I'm up. I feel like Tom Brady. I was up stretching this arm, that arm. Of course, I can hardly move this morning. I'm so sore. But it took me 6 months. And I remember thinking to the universe, I said, you know, I need a massage. I'm so tight. And then the answer back is, you get everything you need when it's time. You have everything that you need in the moment. And anything else, when it's time. How many of you out there practice having patience with yourself and with others and the process? That's a question only you can answer. But let me go back to this. One of the biggest lies ever told to self and to others is, I'm unhappy because, is it because of the impatience? Is it difficult to practice having patience? Only you can answer that. Is it difficult practicing having patience? Is patience something that that is avoided? One of the things that Oregon taught me, I'll never ever because it was such a small town where I was living, really small, you could get anywhere in 15 minutes. And one of the things that I noticed right away, nobody was honking their horns. The light would turn, if you're sitting at a light, the light was red, and the light turned green, and the person in front didn't see it for whatever reason. Maybe they're reading a text. Maybe they're distracted. Who knows? And it doesn't matter what they're doing. I do not care what anybody else is doing in their car because that's another practice. Stay out of everybody else's business. Once you start noticing what other people are doing, trust me, you're going to be subtracting from your peace in an instant. And especially if you notice what they're doing and you don't approve. I remember one of my friends, this was years ago, we were talking about texting, and I said, yeah, people text in their cars. Well, don't you know how dangerous that is? Can you report? No, I'm not reporting anybody. I mean, unless somebody's doing physical damage or physical harm, no, I'm not reporting no. Okay, let me get off track. Let me get back to the patient thing. So one of the things I learned is no honking. People in this small town, the only people that started honking horns is when Californians started moving in. That's the truth. And you know what else I learned? I remember being in a store. It could be any store, grocery store, department store. There weren't any department stores in that town, just Ross and Marshall's. No department stores, no Broadway, no department stores. But anyway, no Radio Shack, no Sprouts, no Home Goods, none of that. Anyway, let me go back. I remember being in a store. Let me just say a grocery store, and I just remember looking, and I was daydreaming, I was staring, and I was blocking the aisle. And these people in that small town, this woman just waited for me to look up and notice what I was doing, and I was blocking the aisle, but she never, ever said anything to me. Like, excuse me, that's one of my lines. Excuse me, move. And that taught me, so today, I don't honk my horn. I sit and wait for people to see, okay, it's a red light. And I never say excuse me anymore unless I really need to. But I've been in grocery stores. I've been in stores, and someone in front of me or to the side of me or the other side of me is not paying attention, and I'm just standing there waiting. And eventually the person looks up. I didn't see you there. And no problem. So that's really having patience. Really having patience. And it's a practice that it was foreign to me 4 years ago. But I can wait for you to look up and know that you're blocking my aisle, you're blocking the road, you're in my way. No, I can wait. The practice of patience is not an easy one. Speaking about patience, about 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I don't know what's going on with eyes, but I have been getting, we have a few people in the queue. Oh, hey. Okay, hold on a second. Let me just finish this. This is Robert. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Robert. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes.
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me finish my story with my eyes. So about 3 days ago, 3 days ago, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting these styes, and I think it's an environment thing, you know, moving from one moist place to a dry desert. But anyway, I've been getting these styes, and of course, you know, you put a little ointment in, over-the-counter ointment, and they go away, but it takes 7 days. Well, this particular one, about 3 days ago, it was the size of a pea. It was so huge. I woke up, it was so painful in my left eye, to the point where I knew that just over-the-counter medication wasn't going to help. So I just drove myself to urgent care and got some antibiotic cream and have been using that ever since. But that stye that's the size of a pea took time. I mean, it's still, now it's the size of a half of a pea, but it's patience with it. It's really patience with life and with everything. And so the question is, how much patience do you practice? And because I love when Robert comes on, do you have a question or a comment or a statement? Or I love when you share, Robert. What is your share today?
Well, good morning. Well, you know, a couple of things. First of all, you know, patience is something that I have a good share of. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it comes a little bit more natural to me than, you know, anyway, it just comes to me naturally. So, mm-hmm. But when you were talking about being in the grocery and that one person blocking you and you patiently waiting for them to notice you, I'm sorry, but I disagree. I mean,
sorry, I love when you disagree with me. Keep going. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that is allowing someone else's lack of awareness to affect my day and impact what I'm doing at that moment. So it's incourteous. And I'm doing her a favor by letting her know that I'm there, you know, getting her in the present, you know, like, excuse me, and I understand her, excuse me, and then, I understand your reasoning behind that, you know, it's just, you know, anyway, down here in the Southwest, I do that all the time, everybody does it, but it's the idea of, you know, bringing your presence into the awareness of someone who is affecting your day.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I should allow someone's lack of awareness to influence me in my day. You know? That was why I called in. For me it's a different perspective.
Right.
I'm honoring my time.
Yes. So before I go on, can you hear that beeping, or is I the only one that hears it?
No, you are the only one. We don't hear it.
Okay, good. Okay, so that's just on this end. Okay, so let's get, oh, my gosh. You know I love when you disagree with me. You know I do. It just makes my day. It's such a gift. It really does, because it just stimulates more thinking and more perspectives, and I just love it. And so what you're saying is, for you, not for anybody else, but for you,
what?
That you look at it as they don't have any awareness or a lack of self-awareness, and then they are affecting your day.
That is correct. Now,
let me add this too. I felt a little bit of, you tell me if I'm off or I'm not off, and I felt a little bit of, in other words, I hear what you're saying, but the energy behind it has a little bit of the nerve of them kind of energy, yes or no?
No, not really, not that much. But
no,
it's,
okay.
No, you know, and I have been, you know, blissfully unaware at times myself, blocking other people, not realizing. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that happen, you know, and it's basically you know, situational awareness. You know, what's around me, who's around me, what's happening, what am I doing, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, so it's either the person is, you know, blissfully unaware, and, or they realize what they're doing and they're ignorant, you know. I mean, they're you know, it's a personal affront, you know, if they're aware.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I think that bringing to, you know, by making myself be known, you know, hey, I'm here, you know, in whatever way you want to do it.
Now,
and,
you said something about let me let you finish. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, and then it's just, you know, to make them aware, you know, just bring them into the moment.
Uh-huh. Now, you said something earlier about them affecting your day. I just want to make sure I got it correct.
Right.
You said affecting your day.
Right.
So do you believe, in other words, I am
stopped in my spot for a period of time because someone is blocking my way and isn't aware that they're blocking my way. So they
mm-hmm.
are affecting my day. And now it's not because I have to get through there or that I'm in a rush or anything. It's just a matter of, you know, it's stopping the flow, you know, the flow of my day. And it's you know, an obstacle that shouldn't be blocking my way. Now, you know, and when I go shopping, I mean, there are times that I will, you know, start to turn down an aisle and I just see there are like two or three carts down there and blocking the way. It's like, I just put, you know, put on the next aisle, which is empty, you know, that kind of thing. So for me, you know, flow is important.
It's interesting that you're
and
using
it's not just
flow.
Mental, you know, but it's, again, it's just awareness. It's just awareness. That's all.
Because I understand exactly what you're saying and why you're saying it and you're talking about flow, and so I look at it that there's more than one way to flow. But you're talking about you see flow as someone is in your way, blocking your flow, and
see the thing.
Yeah,
is, you know,
yeah.
There are always going to be obstacles. You know, if there is something that I can do about it, I mean, I think it's just common courtesy, you know.
This is one of your issues. I mean, or this is one of your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Is the whole common courtesy thing in the first place? And
mm-hmm.
and let me just say this, because when you're talking about my day, so you're taking what they're doing, their behavior, personally. My day, it's
right.
affecting my day. And that is a personal. It is, and part of that, and so I get it. And for me, it's a little different. There are times when I am going to say excuse me, but the reasoning behind it is just that we're different that way because that personal courtesy, they're rude. I'm not just talking about you. I'm just talking about in general. People are rude. People aren't courtesy. All of that. I don't have any of that. I don't notice it. I don't say anyone's rude. They're just being who they are. Not aware, not
right.
self-aware. That's who they are. I don't want to change anyone. I mean, trust me, used to. But it's just a difference. And for me to say, and I would never say someone has affected my day. I don't even care if it's the attorney that I'm still battling with this house thing. He's not affecting my day. So I get it. I understand it. It's just a totally different perspective, and that is the ultimate amount of patience is to sit and wait for someone, especially if they are perceived as being inconsiderate and or rude. I'm not going to take anyone's behavior personal to me because they're just being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
when you were daydreaming and blocking someone else,
right?
You didn't do it on purpose. You were
When it was brought to my attention, I thanked them.
Mm-hmm.
I was, it was thank you. I was somewhere else. I was brought back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
But it wasn't personal to them. But it wasn't personal to them. You weren't blocking.
I don't know about them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
It was personal that
it
you were blocking.
I was blocking their way. I mean, it was one of those cases where I was explicitly unaware. They didn't excuse me. I turned around. Oh, I'm sorry. I started over. And allowed person to run their day. So that's nothing profound, about it.
What do you think the universe would do? What do you think God would do? Say, excuse me, you're in my way, or would God just sit and wait?
I don't know what God would do, but I really don't know. And it doesn't matter. Both of them are perfect in God's eyes. So, to go back to the, everything is right and proper and falling into, some kind of growing consciousness plan, I would say that it's fine. For Rebecca,
that was a hypothetical question that I don't even ask hypothetical questions philosophical questions. However,
I'm good with that. It's just one of those things where, we're throwing judgment into it, and I'm not when I'm talking about that particular case of heart and block, it's just being aware in the moment and. I guess the overall point was that for me, when it happens, I'm thankful because I'm usually somewhere else when that happens. I'm not in the moment. I'm not recognizing if there's somebody waiting for me to move my butt out of the way, So, and when I'm brought back into the, situation, the current, the present, then... And it's fine, and it's usually a good thing because where I've gone has nothing to do with what I'm in the grocery store. So, one of the things, and you know me, we've
known each other for almost 35 years now.
I know.
500 years now. And 5,000 years, 5 million years. And one of the things that I practice, which you already know, that if I label anybody unaware, I label anyone discourteous, I label anyone rude, I label anyone anything, then I'm really talking about me. I label somebody, and I totally get it. I mean, I remember the disrespectful, rude, discourteous. I can't look and say and judge that anymore. I used to. I'm just saying anymore because whatever I assign a label on anybody else, I'm really talking about me. You can't recognize what you are not. So that's one of the reasons why I had to let go of the practice of labeling anyone inconsiderate or rude or any of that stuff. It's impossible for me. Mm-hmm. And that is the practice. And that's why I am the happiness specialist. Meaning, which is a practice all the time. And it is exhausting, Robert. It is exhausting. But it is a practice.
I'm sure. Absolutely. And to get rid of that negative program.
Get rid of the programming, period. The programming, period. Negative. The programming can be positive and or negative. And the program is a program. I had to learn what a rude person was. I had to learn what being inconsiderate is. I had to learn that. And everybody isn't going to – that's the beauty of all of this. Everybody, what's going to be rude to you, inconsiderate to you, disrespectful to you, is going to be totally fine with someone else. And that is we are as different as our fingerprints, where that
exactly
comes from.
Yep.
Boy, do I love when you call in. Boy, do I love it. Love, love, love. Because when you call go ahead.
I was going to say that, you know, I listen all the time, you know, and it's usually, I just only call in when I figure I have something to contribute. So,
I know. You call in when your buttons are pushed. You call in when you're okay. No, this isn't right. She's off on this one. Let me call and let her know. But it's really not that. It's not that. It's sharing. It's a different perspective, and I appreciate it every single time. I promise I do. I really do.
Well, I do as well. So I'm looking. Well, thank you anyway for chatting with me and taking my perspective. I'm famous.
Yeah. I love you, Robert. You know I do. I love him. All right, let me get, because it's almost time to end the show, but thank you so much for your contribution. I love when Robert calls in. And one of the things that I love about him is that he's so honest and open and sharing. Yeah, no, Rebecca, no. This is the way I look at it. And yes. All of us, and see, that's the key, acceptance of everyone, acceptance of all. I never used to accept people that weren't like me. Are you kidding? You're not like me, you're not going to be accepted. You don't believe what I believe, you're not going to be accepted. So I get it, and it is a practice, and the patience with the growth and a patience with myself even to get to that point. Sheesh, because before that, trust me, I was always looking at somebody else and trying to find and looking out and minding and not minding my own business, looking out and finding, looking at someone else, which when you're looking at someone else, guess what you can't do? You can't look at the mirror. You can't look in the mirror at the same time you're looking at someone else. So the practice for me is to always stay in the mirror and know that it's me. It's never them. It's me. All right. Well, that's all of today's show. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality Radio, heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And follow me on Twitter at RLN Norrington, LinkedIn. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is being worked on, things being added to. Audios are going to be added. I'm telling you right now, she's moving and she's shaking and moving. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in the book that was released in March 2022. It's called The Book I Read, which is a collaboration of 25 plus authors sharing their personal stories about which book influence them the most in their life. So I wrote a chapter about that. I wonder if anyone can tell or knows which book, which author is my biggest influence. I wonder if you all know that. But until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle teacher, student. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find. And your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about.
Time to get.